With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Cayman hosts the 2026 Commons and Overseas Territory Speakers Conference this week at Hotel Indigo. The week-long conference brought together speakers, clerks, and parliamentary officials from across the British Overseas Territories and the United Kingdom. Jointly hosted by the Deputy Speaker of the UK House of Commons and Cayman Speaker of the House, the Honourable Ezard Miller.
We are delighted that the Deputy Speaker, Nasrat Ghani, is here. A chairman of the Ways and Means Committee in the UK is here to represent both Speaker Hoyle and the United Kingdom. Nasrat, please pass on our thanks to Speaker Hoyle. He and his team set the standard that we, as fellow speakers, must continue to build upon.
The agenda covers governance reform and constitutional reform, the role of parliaments in emergencies, and the future of artificial intelligence in legislatures. In other news, Georgetown West MP and Deputy Speaker Perlina McGaugh-Lumsden says Caymanians should have a fair chance to benefit from the country's real estate sector. In a statement this week, she announced a motion asking lawmakers to consider reserving some real estate transactions for qualified Caymanian professionals. Mrs. McGaugh-Lumsden says as development continues, Caymanians must be active participants, not just observers. She calls the proposal responsible leadership aimed at protecting local opportunities while supporting a strong business environment and long-term economic security. Finally, a Grand Court judge has imposed an interim restraint order on Carrie Rosita Whitaker, preventing her from publishing or sharing statements about CMR Sandra Hill while a civil case between the two proceeds. Justice Jaleel Asif granted the order on Wednesday, the 27th of May, after hearing from Hill, who appeared in person. Whitaker did not attend. The order bars Whitaker from posting or broadcasting the statements listed in Hill's statement of claim, including on social media. It carries a penal notice warning that breaches could lead to imprisonment, fines, or seizure of assets. A further hearing is set for the 9th of June when the court will consider whether to extend the order as the civil case continues. Also in the courts, Armani McLaughlin has pleaded not guilty to a charge of defiling the modesty of a woman, along with several traffic-related offenses. He appeared in court this week and remains on bail. Mr. McLaughlin is scheduled to stand trial on the 24th of June. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A Canadian man who sold poisons online has pleaded guilty to 14 charges of aiding suicide. Kenneth Law is alleged to have sold chemicals to people around the world. He made a plea deal in Canada to avoid being charged with murder. President Trump says he's meeting in the Situation Room in the White House to make what he called a final decision on whether to strike a deal with Iran. In a social media post, he insisted that Iran must open the Strait of Hormuz and agree to never have nuclear weapons. Shortly after Mr. Trump posted the comments, Iran's foreign minister said any agreement was dependent on an end to what he called Washington's excessive demands. As Israel continues to bombard southern Lebanon, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli ground forces have pushed further into the country, crossing the Litani River. Reports from Sudan say at least 27 people have been killed in attacks in North Kordofan state. A doctors' group has blamed forces allied to the paramilitary RSF. The first of a group of villagers trapped for more than a week in a flooded cave in Laos has been brought out to safety. Divers from several countries have joined the operation to rescue the men, who became stranded while looking for gold. A US judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from setting up a fund worth nearly $2 billion to pay people it claims were wrongly targeted by previous governments. Critics say the fund would be a mechanism to reward Trump supporters. The former head of the Chinese Shaolin Temple has been jailed for 24 years for corruption. Xie Yongxin had a fleet of luxury cars and fathered children with several women. BBC News.